The Southern Stars 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars Under 21 is brought to you in association with Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona.
Close your eyes and pull like dog.
And a new Irish record for Phil Healy, 22.99.
Christy Cooney hands over the Sam Maguire Cup to Graham Canty, Cork All-Ireland champions for the seventh time ever.
Hello and welcome to the Star Sport Podcast. My name is Jack McCarran of the Southern Star and I'm joined as always by Star Sport editor Kieran McCarty. Before we kick things off, I'd just like to give a gentle reminder as always to our listeners and viewers to please rate, review and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and YouTube. On today's show, we'll be running through our list of 21 rising West Cork sports stars under 21 that you should be keeping an eye on in the months and years ahead. The Southern Stars 21 rising West Cork sports stars under 21 is brought to you by Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona. For more, see clona.ie. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Ger McCarty to go through the list book here, and we touched on the Man United-Liverpool game from the Premier League on last week's show, so we can't really brush past their FA Cup clash from this past Sunday. You must have been buzzing with the result. Ollie on for the treble.
I think, Jack, what should happen in future when United and Liverpool play? It should be in an FA Cup tie. It should be on BBC because Sky Sports must have put the kind of the Indian sign over Premier League clashes, because this was actually quite a good game. It was entertaining. It was end-to-end. It was an open game. Obviously, as United fan, I'm quite happy the way it finished, but I think there were big positives for Liverpool there too. Mo Salah getting a couple of goals, Liverpool have threatened for a while. But from a United point of view, it's just another step in the right direction. I'm not going to sit here and say United are going to win trophies this season, because they're still not where they need to be. They're still weak links in that team, but it's moving in the right direction. I'm not going to jinx it here.
But you have continually said that since they've started kind of putting together a good run of form, like, oh, they're not where they need to be, they're going to fall off, they have too many weak links. But when, as a United fan, are you going to return to United fandom of old, when you just assume victory ahead of every game? And when will that confidence start exuding from you and other United fans again? Is it going to take a title win or just another few wins throughout this great run of form?
I think they need a big win against a big team. Not saying Liverpool aren't a big team, but a big win in the Premier League, let's say. Kind of, they drew away with Leicester when they should have won that game. They drew at home to Man City in an awful game. I think they need to have a statement win in the league to really get the belief going, because there's been so many false starts with United over the last couple of years. When you think they're building up ahead of steam, they lose one, two or three games and just the season will fall apart. So that's always the worry in the back of United fans' minds at the moment. It's a great time to be a United fan again. How long that's going to last, I don't know. I'm just going to ride the crest of the wave at the moment. It's lovely to go on social media these times and not be barraged by Liverpool fans who've taken over social media for the last 3 or 4 years. So to have the upper hand on social media for a small bit, I take that for as long as it lasts, Jack.
It is interesting as well what you mentioned there about the kind of social media fandom. You know, we're all so familiar with it these days, but what I had to laugh at was TalkSport shared on Sunday evening clips from one of their call-in shows, Judy's call-in shows that they have in the UK, where essentially it was a precursor to the likes of Arsenal Fan TV. So the fans will call in and vent their frustration at whatever result their club had that day. And on Sunday evening, there were Liverpool fans calling in and calling for Klopp's head. They said his time is up. Liverpool have stagnated. So this stagnation, it's stagnated for like six games. It's not like it's a prolonged period of time. So there are actually fans out there, Liverpool fans with Liverpool accents, you know, proper Scousers, not people from Ireland or Norway. These are Liverpool Scousers calling into TalkSport on a Sunday evening, calling for Jurgen Klopp's head, less than a year after he delivered the first title in 30 years and less than 2 years after he brought them their sixth Champions League trophy. So it is really mad how quickly... Now, I don't think that's a majority of Liverpool fans, but it is a vocal minority. So it's amazing how quickly their support can turn into contempt and frustration. But alas, that's where we are in 2021. Liverpool fans calling up a national radio station in the United Kingdom, giving their real names and calling for the head of Jurgen Klopp on a platter. So an unusual one, Kieran, I think.
But we do live. We do live now in this knee-jerk society. It is, people want instant results. And it's like people live in their own reality because they expect Liverpool to win every game. Liverpool have been phenomenal for a couple of seasons. They're having a dip in form. Go back to Ferguson's United. Right through those years, there were some weeks, there were some spells there where United were absolutely terrible. I'm thinking back, there was one spell there, Jesus, come back into the late 90s where they lost four or five, maybe out of six games. I think there was defeats to Southampton, Newcastle and so on. Kind of sticky patches, bad spells. But every team is going to have that. And if you look at the Liverpool team, it's still a superb squad. They've had injuries at the moment. Some players are off form. They're not playing well. But Liverpool are too good a team not to bounce back from that. And they're only 6 points off the top, which I find incredible looking at social media where people are writing them off. And there was a poll on Sky Sports last week asking people where they think Liverpool will finish this season. And at one stage, 53% said outside the top four. I was like, Jesus, lads, come on, a bit of reality to this. You know, kind of Liverpool will bounce back. They're only a couple of points off. They're too good to kind of flounder like this for too much longer. And I think there were signs the last day that they were starting to kind of get back to somewhere where they need to be. There's still a lot of, I suppose, fallibilities in that team. As in, there's still a lot of weak links. I feel so sorry for that young centre-back. Like, he was exposed time after time by Rashford down the left, you know. But that's where Liverpool are right now in terms of injuries. So for Liverpool fans, I wouldn't be too despondent. There's a good chance they could finish ahead of United still this season. So
my heart went out to him as well, because just even for playing like at the lowest level, so like Division 1 West Cork junior soccer, and if I have a bad game, which is like, you know, often, I feel so terrible for like 2 or 3 days. It's all I can think about. And that's at every sport I play, sport with hurling. And if I have a bad game, it's all I can think about for 3, 4, 5 days. And that's what, no one ever says anything to me. Like, no one on my soccer team or hurling team comes and goes, ah, Jack, you were absolutely useless. Like, it's just like, it's in your own mind. So imagine what this guy has to deal with at 19. He has his own demons in his own mind. But then he has thousands of messages coming on social media, every pundit and reporter who was at the game covering it calling him Liverpool's weak link. Liverpool won't come back up to the top with this guy. Like, it's going to take an immense amount of mental strength for him to kick on and have like a successful professional career after what he's been through in the last few weeks.
When you look at it too, Jack, Mason Greenwood got a goal the last day. I think it was his first goal in 10 games, his longest drought as a senior Man United player. The boy's only 18 or 19. You know, he's still a kid yet.
Yeah.
They talk about the biggest drought in his career. He's just burst on the scene, kind of. There's so much pressure on these players nowadays, and it's incredible the pressure that they're under to perform, especially as kids still, which they are. And they're put in this intense media spotlight, and it comes back to social media too. Like, that young fella was getting destroyed on social media. Yet, how many of us here will ever get next year that level? You know, kind of, if you look at it, like, he's a
that's the
a
thing. How good? How good must he be? Like, and yet, people are just like writing him off as and nothing player, as the great Eamon Dunphy would say. But anyway, let's leave that one there for now, Kieran, and let's heap undue media pressure on a bunch of young people from West Cork, and let's welcome in Ger McCarthy to chat through our list of 21 rising West Cork sports stars under 21. Okay, lads, let's jump straight in here as we have got a lot to get through. And just to put a bit of structure on things, we're going to break this list down into three. So we'll cover 7 athletes in each section. And in no particular order, we're going to start with Newcestown Town's David Buckley. And Joe, we're going to come to you on David. He's a 19-year-old dual star with Newcestown Town. What more can you tell us about him?
I can tell you, Jack, that he has been a very, very successful player at underage level with Cork, and under 15, up 20, he's featured at county level under football side of things. But in terms of both football and hurling, he is one of the real talents of a very talented Newcestown dual club setup. Usually when a player of David's age breaks into the senior team, you don't really see them flourish for maybe a year or two, just simply because they haven't physically developed just yet. He has done that, and not only has he made an impact at football, but he's also made an impact in their senior hurling team as well. So he's playing already at the age of 19 at an elite level in terms of senior, premier senior football and senior hurling in the county with Newcestone. So he's being exposed to, you know, quite a lot of experienced defenders, quite a lot of pretty physical markers, to put it mildly. And he stood up and he's been counted. And he just has this ability from the times I've seen him playing for Newcestone. I think one of the things Kieran alluded to in his piece was the 2019 County Quarter final with Island Rovers, where he really came of age. He got 4 points, I think, from play that day. And he was just, Island, even at that age, found him very hard to handle. He has all the ability in the world. He has all the assets that he needs to be a successful footballer and hurler. And he's probably at the best club in terms of West Cork, in terms of being a dual club and catering for somebody at that level. Can he continue on at an inter-county level? I think absolutely. But there may, unfortunately, come a day where he has to focus on one of the two sports. Not for a while, but definitely in terms of West Cork and in terms of an emerging talent, in terms of GAA, David Buckley has got it all.
Good stuff. And you mentioned the club he's from, Newcestown. There'll be a few more entrants on this list from that neck of the woods. But next up is Oisín Boyle, a rower, and of course he's a Skibbereen rower. Kieran, I'll give you the floor on this one.
Yeah, and we all know the Skibbereen Rowing Club is a phenomenal nursery for rowing talent over the years. We don't need to go through the names, the likes of Gary and Paul Donovan and so many more. And I suppose the good news of Skibbereen Rowing Club is that there's a younger generation now on the way up as well. In last year's list, we mentioned a young fella called Finn O'Reilly, and this year it's Oisín Boyle. He's an 18-year-old, fifth-year student in Skibbereen Community School. His mom is actually Siobhan from Calbo's, really well-known well-known restaurant and inside in Skibbereen. So Oisín is making waves on the water, if you can pardon the pun. He's quite a talent, and I was talking to a couple of people involved in the club, and they like what they see from him so far. I was chatting to Oisín myself as well, and he's set himself a lot of high targets this year, which is great to see. He wants to compete at the World Junior Rowing Championships in Bulgaria in the summer, while he's also targeting the 2021 National Rowing Championships, which will hopefully be held later in the year. In terms of role models, like, Oisín is spoiled for choice. Like I mentioned, Gary Paul O'Donovan, he's Fintan and Jake McCarthy. Go back further, he's the likes of Timmy Harnady, Eugene Coakley, Richie Coakley. And of course, he's Dominic Casey there to help him, to help mould him, shape him and improve him as a rower over the years. And just an interesting fact as well, during the lockdown, Oisín set up a rowing machine and all inside in Calbo's in the background there for himself. So he kept rowing and training. He does 11, 12, 13 sessions a week. He's a young fella who knows where he wants to go. He's in the right place to achieve his talent. And I think we'll hear a lot about Oisín Boyle in the years ahead.
And you mentioned Calbo's Cafe on a number of occasions there. And I just have to give a shout out to them, because I've been living away from Skibbereen for the last few months because of lockdown. And I've missed the brown bread dearly. They all talk about the brownies in Calbo's, and the brownies are great, but the brown bread is unrivaled. The nicest brown bread available in Ireland. So a shout out to Calbo's Cafe. And I'll just say as well, we're going through this list in no particular order. So we're not ranking the athletes from best to worst or worst to best, etc. It's just a random collection of talented West Cork athletes. And Kieran, I'm going to come back to you for number three on our list. It's Robert Cronin from Ballylickey, and he's the younger brother of Keith and Daniel, part of the Cronin Motorsport dynasty. Or dynasty, I'm not really too sure how I should say that word. I usually only hear American commentators saying it.
What an incredible family to have out there. Keith Cronin, who won our Best in the West competition last year, he's a four-time British rally champion. Another brother then, Daniel, is a Fastnet rally winner. And then we have the two younger boys, with Robert and younger brother again, Colin. But we're focusing on Robert. He's a 16-year-old motorsport fanatic from out in Ballylickey. And I was talking to Martin Walsh, because Martin Walsh is our motorsport go-to man in the Southern Star. And Martin tells me that Robert really is one to watch. He's a fiercely competitive and committed young man, and he really, really loves motorsport. He made his motorsport debut in karting at Mondello Park in mid-2018, and this year will compete in the senior X30 championship again. Last year he finished seventh in that series, but he was still learning the tracks and he was getting all, I suppose, learning experience all the time. So there's a lot more to come from him. there was one story that Martin told me that just highlights Robert Cronin's talents. He finished second in the final round of a championship event last year after he started 16th on the grid. And if anyone knows motorsport, you know how hard it is to kind of move up through the ranks. But to start 16th and to finish second is an incredible performance. So we've all heard about Daniel Cronin. We've all heard about Keith Cronin. But Robert Cronin is on track for success 2 years ahead.
Yeah, plenty for Robert to aspire to in that house. Next up on our list is Inishannon rugby star Jack Crowley. And there's not much more we can say about Jack that hasn't been said in recent weeks because we've been talking about him ad nauseum on the podcast. But Kieran, maybe just give us a quick synopsis of Jack's career to date before we move on.
Yeah, Jack Crowley, a former Bendon Grammar student, a product of Bendon Rugby Club. He's from Inishannon. He's destined for great things. He was in the headlines very recently because Ronan O'Gara tried to take Jack to La Rochelle in the top 14 in France. That's how highly Ronan O'Gara rates Jack Crowley. He's a very talented out half. He's third or fourth in the pecking order at Munster at the moment. But everyone who speaks to Jack Crowley says he's destined for big things. And we're going to hear a lot more about Jack Crowley in the years ahead, both for Munster and for Ireland.
OK, moving on then, Andrew, I'm going to give you the floor now to chat about Orla Deasy, because not only does she hail from your beloved Clonakilty, but she's also a dual star with a difference impressing in both ladies football and soccer at a high level.
Yes, indeed. She's had a fantastic year, 2020, Orla Deasy. Not alone did she feature for Clonakilty in winning the ladies intermediate county title and scored 2 goals in the final against Glanmire to help Clonakilty get over the line. But she also won a national league title with Cork City Women's under-17s. And I suppose what makes her unique, Jack, it's one thing to be a dual player in two different sports and be, you know, excelling at both of them. Saoirse Noonan is usually the name of Rangers forward and the Cork forward and the Cork City senior striker that is associated with those two sports. But Orla Deasy, at the tender age of 17, is going to be a name to watch out for, not just over the next couple of months, but over the next couple of years. She plays in defence for Cork City. She's left-footed and she plays at the back, and she was instrumental in helping Cork City overcome Shamrock Rovers in the National League final just before the previous lockdown. And it's not an easy thing to do, to be a defender in one sport and a striker, or forward rather, in the other. And her performances throughout the Intermediate Championship this year for Clonakilty were consistent. She's a very, very fast, very, very dangerous forward and also has a great finish. And what marks her out, I think, for someone of such a young age is her ability to convert penalties. She converted a couple of penalties, including in the county final, for Clonakilty en route to winning that. Who knows where her future lies? Right now, her soccer, she's re-signed for Cork City for the coming season. She's also had great success at Gaynor Cup level, which would be the elite schoolgirls league level for girls all over the country. And it's one thing to have won trophies in 2017, 2018 and 2019 at Gaynor Cup, played in Shield level, but to make the Cork Schoolgirls League squad at that age is a very, very difficult thing to do, simply because there's so many talented players out there. Her success for Cork and for Bandon underage, and now her subsequent success with Clonakilty at intermediate level, means this is a serious player to watch out for over the coming year. Clonakilty will be playing senior football. She'll also hopefully be back on the pitch for Cork City in the under-17 league, and possibly the senior team as time goes on. She is a player with an unbelievable talent and a real future.
Lovely stuff, Ger. That's Orla Deasy from Clonakilty. And next up on the list is Ross Carberry kickboxer, Garode Derbabouye. And apologies to Garode if I've butchered the pronunciation of your name there, but Derbabouye, I think, is correct. And I actually have some personal experience with Garode. Obviously, he's known as a kickboxer, but he used to pop in to the boxing club in Skibbereen from time to time to do a bit of training with a few of his friends, and I even did some light sparring with him on occasion. And I have at least 10 years on him, and I'd say I outweighed him at the time by at least 15 kgs, maybe 20. But what I remember most is that he didn't take a step back, and that's not to say his defence wasn't excellent, because it was. It's just more of a way of saying that he had no hesitation in mixing it with much bigger men such as myself. And Kieran, if he's one of the stars of the West Cork Kickboxing Club that has produced so many champions, that's really saying something about this boy's ability.
Exactly. And I was chatting to Ian Kingston, who's the man behind West Cork Kickboxing Club and probably the go-to man and coach in Ireland when it comes to kickboxing. And I said, what makes the road stand out? And he said, hard work and consistency. He said they're the two main components for any successful fighter, and Garrod has them both. You mentioned there about West Cork Kickboxing Club, like its success is absolutely phenomenal. 14 World Championship titles and 11 European titles at the various levels over the years. So Garrod is in the right place to learn, nurture and improve as a kickboxer. He's learning from the likes of Ian Kingston. He's learning from the likes of Tony Stevenson, a world champion, from Lily Delacour, a former world champion. So Garrod is in the right place to become a better kickboxer. But his results already are quite impressive. He's three national titles. And remember now, he's only 18 years of age. He's three national titles. He won gold at the 2018 World Cup in Italy. He won bronze medals at the 2017 European Junior Championships, the 2019 Hungarian World Cup in Budapest, and the 2020 Karlovac Cup in Croatia, as well as a silver medal from the European Championships in Hungary. Like I said, Jack, he's 18 years of age, and already he's put that impressive CV together. His skill set is very impressive, but Ian Kingston told me it's his work ethic, his consistency and his focus that marks him out as one to watch in the years ahead, as well as being one for the present.
Absolutely. And the last athlete we're going to touch on in part one of our chat is Dara Hayes, another Ross Carberry man. And Jura, I'm going to come to you to talk to us about this Carberry Rangers footballer.
Yeah, he's only 20 years old, Jack, but a lot of people are getting excited about Dara Hayes' prospects for the future years. He's already managed to break into the Carberry Rangers senior football team. And even though he's still quite young and he plays a corner forward, he's learning his trade at the senior level. You have to take a couple of years and take the licks and the knocks and everything that comes with that. What I like and really like about this player is just his ability, his balance, and not to get knocked off the ball when he's on it, even for somebody so young. Very, very, very dangerous forward inside net, inside forward line. And he's had the benefit of coming up through the ranks and now finally working with the likes of John Hayes, with Seamus Hayes, and under the tutelage of Declan Hayes, the manager this year, and Holly O'Sullivan last year. They brought him along slowly. They haven't, there was a time they could have maybe thrown him in a bit earlier, but they've waited, I think, until they felt he was ready to make an impact at that level. At school's level, I mean, the fact that Kieran used in his article there, he scored 1A for Mount St. Michael in the 2018 Senior B football final win, just tells you what you need to know about him at that level. But what I really do like about him is he's got all the attributes that you need in a forward. He's lightning quick. He's very, very good balance. And he can find the scores from long range or from short range. And maybe Carberry Rangers have been, down through the years, have been over-reliant on John Hayes a little bit in tight games. That's no longer the case now. You see the likes of Dara breaking through. Still has a way to go. But I think the fact that he's played for the Cork under-20s and made an impact at that level as well, shows that he has all the necessary tools if he wants to become, a really serious player, not just at club level, but possibly at inter-county as well. But right now, I think he's in a very good team, the Carberry Rangers. He has the ability to make his mark now over the coming years and become one of their most important forwards. At inter-county level, who knows, if he stays fit and he stays injury-free, he has every chance of progressing on from under-20s and maybe one day forcing his way into the senior ranks. He's that good. But he needs time to develop. He needs time to, at the age of 20, he won't hit his peak at senior level for another 4 or 5 years yet. But Carberry Rangers have a real, real star in their hands here, a really good forward, and somebody I think we're going to be hearing quite a lot about.
Lovely stuff. Well, coming up after this short break, we'll be continuing our countdown of the 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars under 21. The Southern Stars 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars under 21 is brought to you in association with Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona. Welcome back to the Star Sport Podcast, and up next on our list is Ballon Spittles, Fiona Keating. And Joe, we're going to come to you to tell us about Fiona, who of course was the 2019 Celtic Ross West Cork Junior Sports Star.
Yes, and deservedly so. What a year this player has had, both football and camogie, first of all, for Corsair Rovers, where she played a huge role in that club, winning their first ever county senior camogie title. Not content with that, she made her presence felt on the West Cork divisional senior football team as well, and they won their first title in the same year. And the thing with Fiona Keating is it's hard to remind yourself sometimes that she's only 19. I mean, she has featured, she's won two club titles, and I think she's probably played her best at inter-county level, where she's featured for in both the senior setup. She's trying to break into both teams under Paddy Murray with the camogie and now under Aoife Fitzgerald with the football. Her time will come. and she is a player of immense talent. I mean, she's got this burst of speed that takes her away from even some of the best defenders, and she has that killer instinct when she gets near the goal. She's always looking for goals, and that's just on the football side of things. I mean, she got player of the match for Corsi's in the final, where she scored 3-2, and that's not to mention the fact that she scored 5 goals for West Cork in their senior football championship semi-final win over Ada before going on to beat Mourne Abbey. She's had an unbelievable year, unbelievably down to earth person as well. You'd never know that she's won the things that she's won when you interview her, when you speak to her. I guess the only real question mark is, you know, can she keep it going at both sports over the coming years? She's already suggested that she can do that at club level. I don't see any reason why she can't do it at inter-county level. And, you know, Cork have an abundance of talent in their full forward line when it comes to the senior county football. They've got Saoirse Noonan, they've got Áine Terry O'Sullivan, they've got Dearan O'Sullivan. But, you know, the likes of Fiona, I think, may get her chance if and when the league or the championship football comes around this year. She'll definitely get a chance under Aoife Fitzgerald, and Paddy Murray already knows what she can do at Camogie level. Big couple of years ahead for Fiona Keating, and a real, real talent again.
Kieran, even Jack Lawton of Timoleague is up next, and I think you've been speaking to him lately. He's on his way back to full fitness following a fairly serious injury, is that right?
Yeah, Jack injured his ACL last year playing for Ivan Gales, actually last August. So he's currently rehabbing. He's on his way back from that injury, and he's targeting a comeback this year while also juggling for his leaf insert. So he's a quite busy young man at the moment. This is the second year in a row that Jack has made our list, and that shows just how highly we rate him and how highly he's rated in Cork football. Go back to 2019, and Jack Lawton was a key player on the Cork minor team that won the All-Ireland Championship. He came in after Munster that year, and he was an integral part of the Cork midfield going forward. He's a big unit. He's a good fielder of the ball. He covers the ground pretty well. He can do a lot of things. He was brought into the Carbery senior football setup too, but obviously then his injury last year sidelined him. He's an Aberdeen Rangers clubman who also played for the Cork under-20s last year. So he already has Cork minor and under-20 experience under his belt, and he's still 18 years of age. Hopefully he'll get back on the pitch this year, because he's planning to try and get back for the Cork under-20s if time allows. He's also hoping for good seasons with Aberdeen Rangers and Ivan Gales. And from what we've seen of him so far, he really is one to watch. Like I said, he's a lot of attributes that mark him out as a really, really top-class midfielder. There's certain aspects of his game that he'll have to improve over the next couple of years, but he's only 18 years of age. So to have so much at this age, kind of it augurs well for the future for Jack Lawton.
Joe, we're going to come to you now, and the next athlete we're going to discuss is Saoirse McCarthy. And Saoirse is our second Ballinspittle woman on the list, and she's just had a year, Joe, that young sports people could only dream of at this stage of their careers.
Yes, and again, just a raw talent that has proven herself in the inter-county underage ranks in Cork Camogie, making that step up to senior. Obviously, historic year for her, and Corsi Rovers winning their first ever senior title. And she came up with 1-1 in the final against an experienced Enniscarra team that were pretty much double marking her for quite a lot of that game. And she was absolutely brilliant in that game, but her consistency, I think at underage inter-county level, she's beginning to transfer that now onto club and senior level. And like, I think it was back in 2018, she won a West Cork Sport, a Rising Sports Star, but she also that year in 2018 won All-Ireland Minor, Intermediate and Senior Camogie medals. Like, to go from that, sometimes players, they can burn out very quickly. Like, they're training non-stop both with club and inter-county level, but it doesn't seem to have affected her. She's had her injury problems, but she's managed to bounce back from them before. She has the speed, she has the agility, and I think she's just very, very comfortable off both sides when she's playing Camogie as well, which is one thing I noticed about her. And she's not afraid of the big stage. She's been thrown in by Paddy Murray, especially against Waterford, I think, in the National League. Got a goal straight away, no problem to her. So I think her best years clearly are ahead of her in terms of the senior intercounty setup, and she's going to be a mainstay on that Cork team if she stays injury free. You know, we talked about, you know, Fiona Keating and being down to earth about the whole thing. You couldn't meet or interview a nicer person, and you wouldn't know that she's won the titles that she's won. But a very, very determined person as well at the same time, and is determined to go on and make her mark with the Cork senior Camogie team. And I think again, like, she's only 20 years old. It's amazing. Like, we're talking about all these individuals and these sporting talents. You have to keep reminding yourself that they haven't even reached the age of 21 yet. And considering what she's already achieved, Saoirse McCarthy has her best years ahead of her at the intercounty level with Cork, and she is going to be one of the players that the team build around over the next 4 or 5 years.
Next up on our list then is one of my favourite Irish sports people to emerge in the last few years, and that's Glengariff's Dara McElhenney. And we talk about Dara's exploits nearly every week on the podcast. So Kieran, just maybe give us an update on where Dara is at right now and what his kind of plans are for the year ahead.
Like you said, Jack, Dara's one of the most impressive young athletes or young sports people in Ireland right now. And it's surreal to think he's only just turned 20 years of age. He was 19 up to last November. He's already packed so much into his career. And 2020 was a huge year for him too, because he won his first senior men's national title when he brought home gold in the 5,000 metres at the Irish Championships. And he's looking to kick on this year. Anyone who knows Dara McElhenney, they're always impressed by his attitude to training and to racing. And he's always looking to move forward. He never rests in his laurels. He'll enjoy it for a couple of minutes, but then he'll push on again. And this year, his primary target is the 5,000 metres at the Under-23 European Championships in the summer. He was telling me it's the only competition that he can attack with any real certainty at the moment. So he's looking towards the Under-23 Europeans. And having dominated and bossed the national scene from his junior days all the way up, Dara really wants to make his mark on the international scene. And given what we've seen so far by him and all the records he's broken all these years, national records, PBs, it's been a phenomenal couple of years for Dara McElhenney. He's going to be in the headlines for years to come. He's a future Olympian from West Cork. And I think we'll see a lot more big headlines from Dara in the year ahead.
Lovely. That's Dara McElhenney from Glengariff. Now, a lot of column inches have been going to the West Cork rugby boom in recent months. And one of the names always mentioned is Skull's Eimear Minahan. And Kieran, she's been struggling with an illness of late, but she seems to be fighting back at the minute.
Yeah, Eimear shot the Providence back in 2019. She was one of 8 Skibbereen rugby players that was on the Munster team that won the IRFU Under-18 Women's Inter-Pros. And Eimear was a star of that Munster team. I remember talking to Laura Guest, the Munster women's head coach, about Eimear, and she was telling me that Eimear Minahan is a player who has it all. She's a very impressive rugby skill set. She's strong, she's physical, she has it all. She's an out-and-out number 8. So the potential is there. Last year, she was sidelined for, I think, 5-6 months through illness. But the good news is she's after bouncing back from that. So hopefully heading into 2021, we'll see Eimear Minahan back in the rugby field, here at home with Skibbereen Rugby Club first and foremost, also with her college UCC. And by the way, she's also playing football with Gabriel Rangers as well, which is great to see. Like I said, she's a superb 2019 season. And she was actually named player of the tournament when Munster won that Under-18 Interpros. And that just tells you a lot about how good she is. When Eimear Minahan was picked from every other player in that tournament, and that's from the 4 provinces, Munster, Leinster, Connacht and Ulster, but they picked Eimear Minahan as the player of the tournament. Rugby is on the crest of a wave here in West Cork at the moment. We've Inya Breen from Skibbereen, we've Laura Sheehan from Oran, and I've no doubt Eimear Minahan will be a big name in the years to come as well.
Absolutely. So best wishes to Eimear as she looks to get back to full fitness. Now, Bantry footballer Eve Murphy was one of the success stories of 2021, especially with regards her impact with the West Cork ladies.
Yes, Jack. So a 20-year-old, very tall midfielder who made her presence felt when she got her opportunity this year. There was no Niamh Cotter involved at West Cork this year, so Eve kind of had to step up to the mark to help West Cork not alone get to the final, but also I think her performance against Mornabby, you know, the benchmark when it comes to ladies football, not just in Cork but in the country, was really, really impressive. I saw her also playing for her hometown club Bantry in the Intermediate Football Championship, and every one of those games she had a consistently good performance, which even at the age of 20 is a really good sign for somebody looking to continue on and play up to senior level. She's been involved with Cork from under 14, so Cork know all about her. But I think just her ability around the middle of the pitch and her fearlessness, that's the one thing. She just dives into tackles, and when she does get possession of the ball, she's still very young and she's still, you know, she's going to develop as the years go on. But her ability to break tackles and just burst forward is something that was hugely important, for, not only for Bantry, but especially for West Cork this year. When you're missing the likes of Niamh Cotter, somebody as experienced as her around the middle of the field, you don't win a county unless you've somebody to break the ball and somebody that can take the tackles and give them as well at the same time. And I think her background in athletics and her love of athletics has certainly helped her. And again, hard to believe when you're looking at her this year that she's only 20 years of age. She looked right at home in the middle of the pitch for Bantry and also West Cork as the year went on. I think she has the fielding ability and I think she has the tackling ability and certainly the ball skills to turn into a really, really important player, not just for West Cork, but for Cork potentially down the line as well. You know, the football world is at her feet. It's up to her now just to keep going and to keep that dedication and keep moving forward with it. But in Eve Murphy, Cork, Bantry and West Cork have got a real star of the future.
Lovely stuff, Ger. Well, the last sports star we're going to talk about in part two is Ballinacarraga's Dara O'Brien. And Dara O'Brien is a Camogie player here with a huge future, and her impact with Enniskine alone makes her worthy of inclusion on this list.
100%, Jack. Enniskine, Camogie's riding the crest of a wave the last couple of years. We could see that last year when they won the county intermediate title to go senior, as well as fielding a second adults Camogie team for the first time ever. And in Dara O'Brien, they have a real jewel in their crown. She's only 18 years of age, but she's already achieved an awful lot. And to highlight her importance in the scheme, if we just go back to last year's county intermediate semi-final against Father O'Neill's, when Enniskine were trailing, they put Dara into full forward and she got two goals to get them back in track, and that put them through to the county final, and the rest is history. She's a young forward whose stock is trending upwards. A top-class ball striker from open play and freeze. Her best position, even though I called her forward there, is probably centre-back, but though she can play in every other position, which probably shows and highlights her versatility. She's a great engine. She's that brilliant knack of being able to turn defence into attack just in seconds. And we were told by her coach, Brian Daly, that she's seen at her strongest when games are in the melting pot. And again, that's a great sign of a young player. At school level and at underage club level, she's always stood out in the different teams, whether it's captain Sacred Heart, Clonakilty, to All-Ireland, 14, under 16 and minor levels. She already won. She's already a player used to the big occasion. And in 2021, Dara will get to play at senior level here in Cork, which will help her development too and push her on. And she's also someone I think that the Cork Intermediate Camogie team will be looking at. So it could be county intermediate recognition at inter-county level for Dara quite soon as well. So Enniskine have given Cork Camogie or the Cronin, but they could be about to give us Dara O'Brien as well quite soon.
Okay, well, we're going to ride a crest of a wave into this little short break, and coming up next, we're going to finish our rundown of 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars under 21. The Southern Stars 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars under 21 is brought to you in association with Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona. Welcome back to the Star Sport Podcast. We're running down the top 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars under 21 that you should be keeping an eye on over the coming months and years. And next on our list is Ardfield's John O'Donovan. And John's a Chelsea fan, so I'm sure he'll have his own thoughts on the recent sacking of Frank Lampard. But this is a young man with serious talent.
Yes, and a player I came across at West Cork School Boys League level when he represented the West Cork School Boys League region at the Kennedy Cup a couple of years ago. John O'Donovan is one of those players, even at the age of 16, and if you'd seen him a couple of years before, even at under 14, you knew already that he was a special talent. Now, he played for Ardfield in the West Cork School Boys League and played very, very well. More often than not, he was a midfielder, but an eye for goal. He's a fantastic finisher. He scored a winning goal in one of the few games that West Cork won at the Kennedy Cup that he played at. They were absolutely racked by injuries that summer. But he really stood out, and he was named as one of the manager's player of the tournament, the West Cork manager's player of the tournament, for a very good reason. He has the physical attributes, even at the age of 16, to play at a higher level and to play against guys that are older than him. And I think it's that. And I just think it's his natural fitness, but also his ability that Cork City basically picked up on and He played left back for Cork City, which can often happen when players, they may have not played in that position before, but Cork City, when you move up a step like that, they see something different in them, and they see some, again, his ability to play in multiple positions would be very, very important. But what I like about John as well, he's been called up to Abbotstown once. He would have been there a couple of times only for COVID, but he's already been up to Abbotstown for the Irish International Under-17 management and coaching team to take a look at him. And if you're getting that kind of call up at this stage of your young fledgling career, you're definitely on the right path. He's in a fantastic club in Cork City that will coach him and that will look after him and bring him along. Ronan Hurley, I guess, is one of the prime examples of that. Ronan from Bunratty United down in Skull would have gone along the same path through from his hometown club to the Schoolboys League to Cork City and is now excelling. And there's absolutely no reason, if John can stay injury free, that he can't follow that same path. He has the ability and he has the talent to play in a number of different positions when it comes to under 17 and maybe beyond, and that'll make him a big asset to Cork City, and who knows on the international level what lies in store for a very, very nice guy and a guy with a great future ahead of him.
Yeah, certainly one to watch. That's John O'Donovan. And another O'Donovan is next up on our list. It's Cork McSherry's Ryan O'Donovan, and it's 18 months since Ryan's heroics in the 2019 All-Ireland Minor Football Final. But he hasn't rested on his laurels since then, has he, Ger?
He hasn't, and you're right to mention that moment, because people who would not have heard about Ryan O'Donovan prior to that knew all about him at the end of that All-Ireland Minor Football Final, where he came off the bench and scored 1-2 to help Bobby O'Dwyer's Cork get over Galway in extra time. It was a fantastic cameo performance, but just another indication of this guy's raw talent and ability. And we spoke earlier on about Dara Hayes at Carbery Rangers. Ryan O'Donovan is kind of along the same mould. He's a forward and an eye for goal, but also he has the physical attributes to compete at junior, where he's played junior for his native Barry Roe, both at football and hurling. But I think the fact that Bobby O'Dwyer saw something in him at such a young age was a really good sign for him. And he's been involved in the Cork setup ever since. He's due to be involved in the under-20s with Keith Ricken this year. And, you know, if you're being coached by the likes of O'Dwyer and Ricken, at this point of your career, you're going to learn, you're going to improve as a footballer. But Ryan is one of those down-to-earth guys, again, like, that just has those the God-given talent of, you know, a scoring footballer. And I think at senior level, and he's already featured for Carbery, which is interesting as well, the Carbery Divisional Football Team under Tim Buckley, he's already featured there as well. So he knows what it's all about. He knows what's required of him. And I think he's got that mental steelness as well. You have to have the ability, even when you're just 18, 19 years of age, all the talent in the world is one thing, but you have to have the mental toughness to play senior football and get knocked around the place, and especially at under 20 level now as well, which we've seen down through the years. It's very physical. Even at under 20, it's becoming even more physical, but Ryan O'Donovan has all the attributes he needs. If he stays injury free, if he keeps his feet on the ground, there's no telling where the guy could go, but he's definitely going to be a big asset for the Cork under 20s this and next year, don't forget as well. And I think these next 2 years will be the making of him.
Good stuff, Ger. Well, we're going to go west for the next entry on our list, and it's Claire O'Shea from Alahees, who's probably the most westerly entry on our list. Another star of the West Cork Ladies county title winning team. And Kieran, she was a rock for Brian McCarthy's side in that championship winning run.
100%. I'm not going to say too much about your singing talents, Jack. We leave you to the production side of things. But Claire O'Shea, what another superb talent out from Beara. She'll turn 21 at the end of April, but she's packed so much into her career so far. And like you mentioned there, the West Cork Senior Ladies football team, she was such an important player for Brian McCarthy's divisional team last year. And he was telling me it was her marking job on Ellie Jack, the Mornaby forward, in the final itself was quite decisive. And she's a very, very good man marker, Claire O'Shea. Kind of, she's that sort of defender who picked the forward's pocket. She's that good. She gets nice and tight. This will be her third year, I think, with the Cork senior intercounty squad. And she's pushing closer for a starting spot year on year. She's played in the league, played in the championship. One of her goals is to nail down a starting spot on the Cork senior championship team, and you wouldn't bet against her. Like we said, she's only 20 years of age and she's already very, very experienced. She's a county senior medal under her belt. She's played at the various levels for Cork the whole way up. College too, she plays as well. She's in college in Limerick, as far as I know. Brian McCarthy was telling me too, he goes, the great thing about her is her attitude to training and to playing. No matter who you tell her to mark, she'll just go out there and mark them. Like, you can put Claire O'Shea on the opposition's best forward and she'll quite often nullify them or really limit their impact. And as a defender, any day you go out and you limit the opposition's star players, that's a good day for a defender. Her attitude is spot on. Her commitment is spot on. She ticks a lot of boxes. So, again, she's someone that we featured in last year's list as well. She's one of the few who featured in both lists, but that's because she's such an outstanding talent. And Jordan knows too. Jordan, you've seen a lot of Claire O'Shea with West Cork over the last couple of years. She really is someone to watch, isn't she?
She is. She's very much an understated kind of hero, Kieran, to be fair to you. Like, she doesn't do an awful lot of flashy stuff, but when she is asked to do a job, like you said, especially against Eddie Jack in that county final, she just gets on and does it. And I saw her play for Beara against Bantry in the Intermediate Football Championship last year as well. It's rare that I see her playing for Beara, and she really stood out. I mean, she's one of those centre-backs that holds down the 40 but has the ability to bomb forward as well. And I think, we haven't seen the best of her yet, and that's the frightening thing. As good a defender as she is, competition for places in the Cork senior panel, as you well know, is incredibly hard and incredibly difficult to break into, but she has the ability to become a regular on that Cork team. She just needs a break. She just needs to get on the team and play a couple of matches, and I think she will have a lengthy, she's definitely going to have a lengthy West Cork career, but she has a lengthy inter-county career ahead of her as well.
Okay, lads, next on the list is another of these multi-sport talents, and it's the multi-talented Erica O'Shea from Macroom, who she made her mark with Aoife Fitzgerald's Cork Ladies last season. But it's not only the football she excels at, she's also a star of the hoops as well.
Yes, with UCC Glanmire in the Super League, a basketball player. And it's easy to see why, if you've been lucky enough to see Erica O'Shea play football. She plays like an 18-year-old without a care in the world. And she attacks the ball. She goes at full pelt. There's no second or third gear. It's full on from the moment she plays and the moment she starts the game. And I was literally the day she made her debut for Aoife Fitzgerald and came on against Kerry in this year's championship on behalf of the Southern Star. I was there that day and I remember it well because I'd heard an awful lot about her, but I hadn't seen her play up until that point. And my God, did she take her opportunity when it came. She was outstanding. She held her place in the team. And all the way through to the All-Ireland final against the Dubs up in Croke Park, not a batter on her. Played as if she'd been playing her entire career. And I know Aoife Fitzgerald rarely names checks players, win, lose or draw, but he made a point of mentioning her after the game as one of the real finds of this year. And when you consider, Jack, that the half-back line on that Cork team, more often than not, it'll include Aisling Hutchings, it'll include Melissa Duggan, it'll include Laura O'Mahony when she's fit. You can put Orla Farmer back there. Emma Spillane isn't playing there this year. And you've Shauna Kelly now as well in the mix as well. For Erica O'Shea to come from pretty much nowhere as an 18-year-old and get on the Cork senior team, hold down her place throughout the championship run, all the way to the final, and perform admirably in that final against the best team in the country in the Dubs against Dublin, it says everything about her. And I think her ball handling skills are clear from her basketball background, but just her fearlessness, she just doesn't care who she's marking. And as soon as she gets the ball, she's only got one objective, and that's to bomb forward. And that's one of the hallmarks of the Cork defence and the Cork half-back line in particular at senior level under Aoife Fitzgerald. You can't just be a defender. You've got to bomb forward like Melissa Duggan, like Aisling Hutchings, as I mentioned. She has it all. Even at 18, she has it all. And I hope she continues on her upward trajectory because she is going to develop into an absolutely top-class footballer.
Yeah, that's Erica O'Shea from Macroom. And Kieran, moving on, just to say one thing that's really driven home to me about this list is the strength of Camogie in West Cork. And Newcestown have been so important to that strength in recent years. And one of their key players has been the next athlete on our list, and it's 19-year-old Ciara O'Sullivan.
Yeah, Ciara is a top talent. She was telling me before that she's a black tip belt in Taekwondo, and she certainly packs a punch on the Camogie field, to be fair to her. She's a real rising star in Cork Camogie. If we go back to 2020, she made her debut for Paddy Murray's senior team in a National League game against Waterford. I think that was up in Parky Creeve, if I'm correct. And that was her senior debut, and she was just 18 at the time, and she was the youngest player on the Cork senior panel back then. So that's tells you straight off the bat there just how highly the Cork senior management team rate Ciara O'Sullivan. She's a very, very talented forward. She was a key player for the Newcestown team that won the Intermediate Camogie Championship back in 2019. They went up senior last year, struggled to find her feet at first, but did find her feet then. And it's the perfect place for Ciara to develop as a young Camogie player because she's up against the best defenders in the county when she's playing in the senior championship, and she'll only get better and better and better. The experience of being with the Cork senior team will stand to her going into this year, but she's not there just to make up the numbers. She wants to take over, almost to borrow the Conor McGregor phrase. And when I was chatting to her, she was telling me that she wants to get nailed down a starting spot on the Cork championship team. And for a 19-year-old camogie player from West Cork to hold those ambitions, it tells you all you need to know about her too. And it'd be a brave man who'd bet against her, because like I said, she's a very dangerous forward, both from open play and from place balls, where she's very accurate as well. She knows where the posts are. She's a huge future ahead of her. She's a very bright future ahead of her too. And I think what's very important too, and in keeping with what Ger said about so many of these young sports people as well, she's an absolute delight to talk to. She's so down to earth. She's so committed. She's so focused. She knows where she wants to go. And I've no doubt we'll be hearing a lot about Ciara O'Sullivan in the years ahead. Just worth noting too, she said she's Phil Healy's second cousin. And Phil Healy, we know, has kind of, she's demanded sport headlines for so many years now. But Phil might have to give way to Ciara over the next couple of years in the Southern Star when it comes to sporting headlines, given the trajectory Ciara is on as well.
Good stuff. Well, any list about West Cork sport wouldn't be complete without a road bowling entry. And this year that honour goes to Timoleague's Hannah Sexton. And Hannah has won titles at all the underage grades and now has her eyes set on making an impact even at senior level. Ger, what can you tell us about Hannah Sexton?
Well, I can tell you that anyone that has won 8 Munster underage titles and then come up through the ranks of junior and made the semi-finals of the intermediate grade in bowling in West Cork. Now, I wouldn't know the intricate details of every bowler at intermediate level, but what everyone says, and when you read about it in the Southern Star and what you see in front of you, is that up-and-comers. For Hannah Sexton, not alone, her talent is clear. If you're winning 8 Munster underage titles and you're on the fringes, she was very unlucky to miss out in the Irish under 18 team qualification because of COVID. She was due to go to the European Bowling Championships in Germany. That's not going to happen now. But for a player as young and as raw a talent as she is to make the semi finals of the intermediate grade, and that will hopefully be played before the year is out once the restrictions are lifted, it's a real marker in bowling terms of a prodigious talent. She just seems to have everything you need at that grade, and if, like, it's a very difficult, and things go wrong in bowling very quickly for you. One stray bowl at top level can lose you a score. But her consistency, when you consider, like, when you say you win 8 Munster underage levels, she won them at 12, 16, 14. Like, it was consistent all the way through. And for somebody that's also already won an All-Ireland minor camogie title, you would. And I think this is somebody in bowling terms, if she keeps it going, we're going to be hearing an awful lot more about, certainly at intermediate ranks. And I would imagine there's a few women in the senior ranks already looking over their shoulders at this person coming through, because her record has been phenomenal. Her talent is obvious. And if she can continue her consistency, there's no reason she can't take an intermediate title. And then once she gets to senior, then we're really going to see this talent blossom.
Well, that's Timoleague's road bowling sensation, Hannah Sexton. And finally, last but certainly not least on our list today is Nicola Tuttle. Nicola is one of the most exciting Irish athletes on the scene at the minute. Kilbritton Hammershower has been the talk of the sport in recent years, and in the grand old tradition of throwing sports in West Cork, could Nicola be the heir to Dan O'Mahony, the world wrestling champion, who was also the 56 pound between the legs champion back in 1933, Kieran?
No pressure, Nicola, after that intro, Jack. I'm going to go for the worst or best pun of this entire segment, but Nicola shot into the headlines in 2020 with her performance in the hammer throw for at the national championships, both the under-20, under-23 and senior national championships. Nicola brought home the gold, which is phenomenal. It just goes to show how highly she's rated. I was asking Dennis Hurley, who's from Kilbritton, where exactly Borlay, where she's from, is it, where exactly is this place? Is it Kilbritton or is it Bandon? And then I said, no, that's Kilbritton. So Kilbritton have laid claim even to Nicola, and you can see why. Last year was sensational. She really burst on the scene. She's a rising Bandon AC star. She won the senior women's national hammer title at the National Senior Championships with a huge throw of over 60 metres, which was not only a personal best for Nicola, but it saw her at 16 years of age become only the sixth Irish woman to ever throw over 60 metres. Like I said, she was 16 years of age. It was also the second longest throw in the world for a thrower of her age last year, which again is absolutely incredible. She's training hard again this year. She's a lot of different targets in her sight. She wants to get to the European Under 20 Championships in Estonia in July. She wants to try and qualify or achieve the qualifying status for the World Under 23 Championships to be held in Kenya in August. There are two targets that her coaches have set her. In terms of the qualifying standards for that, they're less than what she threw last year at the National Senior Championships. But we all know it's not as easy for Nicola to go down and throw another 60-meter throw just like that. So she's a bit of work to do. She's her father, she told me last year, her father made her own hammer kind of throwing set in the family farm last year in Kilbritton. So she practices there a lot. She's obviously schooled as well to juggle, but she's a real top talent. I think we're going to be really hearing a lot about Nicola Tuttle in the years to come. And like Dennis Hardy said, she's from Kilbritton.
Lovely stuff. Well, we're going to wrap this conversation now, and I'm not going to be cruel and ask you both for your favourite or the one you're most excited about, because I think there's 21 athletes there that we can all get behind and get excited about. The breadth of talent and range of sports is incredible for such a confined region. But let's wrap up there, lads. Thanks very much for joining us, and best of luck to all the athletes we've named in the future.
The Southern Stars 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars Under 21 is brought to you in association with Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona.
Welcome back to the Star Sport Podcast, and we're going to quickly just preview this week's Southern Stars Sports section before we wrap up. And Kieran, there are two big name interviews that readers can look forward to on Thursday.
Yeah, I've chatted to Paul O'Donovan, obviously our well-known Olympic silver medalist from 2016, to look ahead to the Tokyo Games this summer. Paul O'Donovan, hopefully, touch wood, will be in the Irish lightweight double that's bound for the Olympics. But he's just chatting about the competition for places in that boat right now. And the intriguing element, and we heard in last week's podcast when we had Jacob Finton-McCarthy on, is that we've four skibbereen rowers from the same parish of Athlone battling for two seats in the Irish boat that is coached by a man from the same parish of Athlone in Dominic Casey. So good stuff as always by Paul O'Donovan. He's a really, really good person to interview. Makes an awful lot of sense. And as well as that, we checked the Conor Horan this week as well. He made the switch to Swansea City last week on loan from Aston Villa for the rest of the season, and he hit the ground running. He was very impressive. For the 66 minutes he was on the pitch as Swansea thumped Forest 5-1 in the FA Cup last Saturday. So just chatting to Conor about the move and about what he hopes to get out of the move in the next 6 months. And just one more piece, Jack. We have an interview with James Nagel. He's a road bowler from Roscarbery. We've coined him the Bitcoin bowler because, as well as being very prevalent and very successful in road bowling, he also deals, his job is in cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. So it's interesting to see those two worlds collide. So it's a very good piece with James Nagel, and that's in this Thursday's Southern Star.
And as Kieran mentioned, you can get the Southern Star in shops across West Cork from Thursday morning. And if you can't make it to the shop for any reason, you can always just go online and subscribe to the digital edition. Just go to www.southernstar.ie/e-paper, and you can read the Southern Star on your computer, tablet or smartphone for less than €2 per week. If you prefer a postal delivery, we can also organise that. Just call the Southern Star front office 028 212 00, and we'll get the Southern Star delivered to your front door. Thanks for listening to the Star Sport Podcast. We'll be back at the same time next week. If you enjoy these shows, please make sure to rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Slán tama.
The Southern Stars 21 Rising West Cork Sports Stars Under 21 is brought to you in association with Clona Dairy Products. Refuel, rehydrate and repair with Clona.